AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama will deliver remarks at Beau Biden's funeral later this morning. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says Obama and the vice president's son were friends.
Over the last 7 or 8 years, the Obama family has grown very close to the Biden family. And the president did have a personal relationship with Beau Biden.
The younger Biden, who served 2 terms as Delaware's attorney general, died a week ago of brain cancer. Later today, Obama will again board Air Force One for a trip to Germany and the G7 summit. White House Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes says the president is intent on keeping the economic pressure on Russia for its continued meddling in Ukraine.
Most urgently, the focus is on maintaining the unity around the sanctions effort that has had very significant consequences on the Russian economy.
After tracking the number of recipients for 10 years, the Social Security Administration's Inspector General found that nearly half of the 9 million people getting disability payments were overpaid. The total for the decade, nearly $17 billion. AP Stephen Olemacher reports that the Social Security Administration maintains its error rate is low.
When you factor in the retirement payments that they'll make each year, they're going to pay out about $1 trillion in benefits this year. And they note that their accuracy rate is about 99%. However, that's an awful lot of money when it's 1% of $1 trillion.
Many disability payments went to people who earned too much money to qualify. Others were no longer disabled. Some were dead or in prison. Search teams are still working inside a now righted river cruise boat that capsized during severe weather on China's Yangtze River. Nearly 400 people are known dead, only 14 survivors found since the Eastern Star rolled last week. Captain and his first engineer are in police custody amid questions about why the cruise continued in bad weather. This is AP Radio News. Hackers had from last December through April to go through the private files held by the Federal Office of Personnel Management on millions of federal workers. Bob Gurley, former top technology official at the Defense Intelligence Agency, says that the files go beyond names, Social Security number, and the like.
Some of that could be embarrassing if it's let out, and that kind of information could be used for advantage in an attempt to influence U.S. government employees.
Federal officials say the cyber attack came from China, but they are not pointing fingers directly at the Chinese government. Trainer Bob Baffert says there are no issues with American Pharoah heading into today's Belmont Stakes and the chance to be the first horse in 37 years to win the Triple Crown.
He's ready to roll.
American Pharoah is the only horse in the 8-horse field to run in all 3 Triple Crown races. 5 have been resting since the Kentucky Derby. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.